As Douglas is dictating on Irving Fourche. Irving, I-R-V-I-N-G. Irving, I-R-V-I-N-G. Irving Fourche. F-O-R-S-H-A-Y. F as in Frank. F-O-R-S-H-A-Y. The date of birth is 11-20-72. The visit is 8-13-24. We may copy for Augusto De Leon, A-U-G-U-S-T-O, Augusto De Leon, D-E-L-E-O-N, M-D, Augusto De Leon. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, first president, tell us. This is a 51-year-old male who has a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, was initially diagnosed to have obstructive apnea more than 3 years ago. The patient has been on CPAP setup at home, and apparently it does not help him sleep well, and he has trouble using it, and has not been very compliant with the use of the mask. He has not gained any weight recently and denies any history of snoring. The patient also has been treated for pulmonary embolism, DVT, and hypertension. Next paragraph, other past history includes history of gastric sleeve surgery in 2015, followed by significant weight loss of over 40 pounds. The patient had surgery on his neck for a growth in the upper neck, which apparently was non-malignant. He also had lumbar disc surgery, and he has had ventral hernia repair. The patient had lipomas resected from his upper back. He also has a history for stroke on the left. And history for pulmonary embolism. The next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history, the patient's mother died of lung cancer and COPD. Father had a history of malignancy. And there's no significant history of diabetes. Next. Next paragraph. Can you please mention in the habits the patient has No history of smoking. He drank alcohol occasionally, and he worked as a counselor. Next paragraph. Allergy none listed. Next. System review of the patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has shortness of breath and joint pains. He has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. He has anxiety and depression. Denies hay fever. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle aches. And he has no skin rash, no itching. Next. Med list included duloxetine, 60 milligrams, 2 capsules daily, and amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Isoredil ER, 30 milligrams daily. Pradaxa, 150 milligrams daily. Clonidine, 0.1 milligram HS. HCTZ 25 milligrams. I'm sorry, HCTZ is 12.5 milligrams daily. And topiramate 100 milligrams as needed. Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. And albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. I'm sorry, not white female. I'm sorry. Please change that. This is a middle-aged averagely built white male in no acute distress. There was no pallor or cyanosis. No ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse 66, respiration 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 187, saturation 84. I'm sorry, saturation is 96. HENT announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields. Heart, the entrance of your Hudson's a regular S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ. Megaly, the bowel sounds hacked. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no caps, tinnitus. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nose, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea number 2 is a history of hypertension. Number 3 is pulmonary embolism resolved. And number 4 is deconditioning. Next plan, patient has been advised to go for a polysomnographic study and a new CPAP setup. Also advised to get a CBC complete MedWalk profile and get a CBC complete MedWalk profile. I advise to continue to lose weight. He will come back for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Augusto De Leon, DELEON, MD. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.